Dana, it's me, Sponsorbot. I love you. Here's a message from our sponsor.
Hello, it's me, Joel. So basically, apparently at some point I said to Howerton, what is this, Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary? Well, apparently he liked that idea and started drawing up plans for it and made a design and uploaded that design to TeePublic. So, if you want a t-shirt that says Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary, you can actually buy one now by going to battlebird.productions/merch. Not exactly sure why you would want that, but if you did, that is how you'd get it. And I'm only telling you this because apparently we actually get paid for a bit of everyone that sells. So go for it if you want to. There's also yellow sub designs, of course, Automnicon logos, and they're pretty cool in fairness. They're pretty good. So battlebird.productions/merch, or click on the link attached to this message.
Thank you for listening. It is nice to talk to you. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk Series 3 by Beth Crane. Episode 1, The Lift.
The last stitch.
Thank you, Kilner.
It's fine.
So, is there anything we can actually do?
You've got to have people coming to get you.
Well, about that, we're having a bit of an internal dispute at the moment. Sometimes things are civil, and sometimes not so much. If the office has survived the onslaught, which I'm not entirely sure it has, a distress call is just as likely to call in a supporter of Mr. King as it is one of my own people.
Wait, how many CEOs are there?
Four.
Four?
There are supposed to be five, but, well, internal disputes. The other two are Humphrey Mertinger and Penelope Worthing. Very old school. Not keen on Mr. King.
Right, so none of them are willing to come and help you?
No.
So we're stuck. Brilliant.
I didn't say we're stuck, just that we're not moving yet.
So what do we do now?
I am equipped with a state-of-the-art entertainment system, suitable for whiling away many long hours.
Lift, I had most of that taken out when I had you retrofitted as an escape pod.
Ah, right. I have 3/4 of a chess set.
Brilliant. Where even are we?
So we're technically 12 solar systems away from the front door you came in. We thought it would be economical to site the rest of our vast building needs elsewhere. Somewhere cheaper and harder to reach directly. Little backwater planet, nobody here but settlers. Pop a transporter in the lift shaft at our main address and no one's the wiser. But it seems the whole planet has been overtaken by some kind of civil war.
How are we looking? Nearly there?
I think we're nearby.
Haroldson, is that you?
Yes, sir. It's me. Where are you?
I can see you. I'm going to send out a blip.
Blip.
That's my location.
Oh, that's very close.
Well, you might want to slow down so you don't hit me.
Oh, right, yes. Are you all right?
No, but I'm coping.
Okay. Coming up to the sub now. Docking. Thank you, Howerton. Thank you, Dax. And I'm coming over now.
He's dead.
Okay. Oh, Dax. How are you?
Fine. I think I figured out what happened, but it's not going to be easy to fix.
Where did they go?
Down there, and then through to somewhere else.
What do you mean? What the Bruce is this place? It's very small for Automaticon Z office.
It's a facade. The entrance is at a high-class address, but there's a teleportation tunnel to a cheaper planet. Like putting an Art Deco facade on a concrete warehouse.
Did you know that architecture used to be considered a sport? In 1912...
Haraldson, this isn't really the time.
Oh, sorry, I've just been reading a lot.
Shouldn't you be steering the ship?
Oh, I can do that with my eyes closed. Oh, my digital eyes closed. Boring is a simple... I don't actually close my eyes. I just don't need to think about it much anymore.
Good. Well, anyway... There's a portal in that building, some kind of artificial wormhole. Not that I've heard of anything quite like that before, but if anyone was going to have one, it would be Automaticon.
Okay then.
It connects that building with Bruce knows where, but they went through it. I know they went through it.
So how do we find out where it goes? Send a tracking device through?
We go through it.
We what?
Finding out where it goes, well, it could take years. And then we'd have to travel there. Going through is our only option.
What about the ships? And the fire? The whole building's on fire and there's fire guards we'll have to dodge? And then there's all the debris.
I've run some calculations. Looking at it, the portal is near the top of the building, so we should be able to access it relatively easily. And, well, we'll survive.
Survival I can deal with.
You go back to the YKA and, well, our shields are stronger. Stay on my tail. When I burst through, follow me.
Sure, I'll get the engine set up now. Haraldson?
Got it.
Can you stop pacing? Somehow you're managing to make this tiny space even smaller.
Leave her alone. She's just trying to think of a plan.
So what have you come up with?
We could try and steer towards a nearby planet, make a landing...
That won't work.
What do you mean?
I am entirely without landing gear.
What is the point of having an escape pod if all it does is jettison you into space? You need to escape to somewhere.
It was there as a last resort. I wasn't expecting to have to use it this soon.
Okay, so if we hail a passing ship...
I also have no docking port.
Seriously?
I had to get this whole thing built in secret. Do you know how hard it is to get a spaceworthy engine into a busy office building without attracting attention? Do you know how hard it was just to make sure we had air?
Well, that's my next question answered. Okay, so let's try something simple. Lift, can you change direction?
It's simple. Just think of it as you're still in a big lift shaft. You already go up and down every day. All we're asking is for you to stop going up and start going down.
Are we going down?
No.
I'm sorry. I really am. Gravity usually takes me down.
That's a hell of a lot of fire.
It's a burning building.
Do you think you can get through it?
How attached are you to your custom paint job?
Not really.
Well, we'll be fine then.
Ready to go?
Ready.
Ready!
View on the monitor?
No.
Why?
It looks like everything's destroyed. The whole building is just gone.
They're still alive. I can trace their signature. It's vague. There's a lot of interference, but they're there.
Show me the visuals, Haraldson.
Fine, but, Bruce, are you sure?
Do it.
Okay.
So they're out there in that cloud of debris somewhere.
Yes.
And you're sure they're in one piece?
I'm sure they're still alive.
Okay. Trace the debris path. Track every bit that's big enough to be some kind of escape pod. Anything that could fit two people in. Flag them and we'll sort through them. One by one. We'll find them.
So what's actually going to happen here? What's our timeline? How much food do we have? Do we have any food?
Sometimes you just have to wait, Kilner.
I can't just wait. What the Bruce is the point in just waiting? I can try and make some kind of rudimentary landing pad. We could strip the doors down.
Not unless you've brought enough oxygen for the whole class.
What?
Kilner, it was incredibly hard to make this lift airtight. I'm not letting you jeopardize it just because you can't wait for half an hour.
It's been more than half an hour.
Hello, I'm SponsorBot. I love you.
Oh, of course you got a SponsorBot. You stripped out everything but the essentials.
I guess lifts are prime real estate.
I hope it's not one of the ones I did. I can't stand the sound of my own voice.
Really?
Oh, be quiet.
If you're quite finished, here's a promotional message from Automicon.
Need somewhere to store excess prisoners? Tired of those picky rules that say you can't just execute them on the spot? Whether you're overrun with sadistic murderers, swamped with terrorists, or just need somewhere to hide political dissidents, the Automicon Peace Ray Prison System is here for you. Automicon, we own you.
I'm glad I get to speak to you. Bye!
Oh, I think I've got them this time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And it's not just another warm rock?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay then, let's go already.
Jolt!
Go!
There! That's them!
Is that a lift?
I think it used to be a lift. There are a lot of extra parts.
But it's them?
It's them.
Okay, let's go get him.
Hey guys, just to let you know, there is a ship approaching us at some speed. We can't take evasive maneuvers, but I thought I should let you know.
Is that...
Oh my Bruce, is that the sub?
And the YKA?
How did they even...
I told you it was worth waiting.
Well, yeah, but...
Oh, Bruce.
What?
They're coming towards us quite fast.
Yes?
We have a, very dense force field shield around the lift.
A force field shield, but no steering.
What do you mean by a force field shield?
Well, you know when you put two magnets of the same pole together and they push away from each other?
Oh, Bruce.
As soon as they touch the lift.
Well, we're about to find out what a force field shield. Oh, sorry!
Out of my face!
I'm sorry. So, how fast are we traveling now?
I don't want to commit to a number.
Of course they have a force field shield.
So how do we catch them? Could you see them?
They seemed fine.
Well, if they bounce off us again, they might not be. They seem to be getting faster every time.
Oh, Bruce.
Much faster, and they might pass out much faster than that. And, well, I've heard that humans do turn to jelly under specific forces.
So we need to find a way to slow them down or stop them.
So what? What's the plan? Do we just bounce around the universe until we die of starvation?
Bruce Kilner, it's an escape pod, not a full space-going unit. And I hadn't finished the damn thing.
Well, obviously. So what now?
I don't know.
Ms. Lan?
Hmm?
I appear to be experiencing some depressurization issues.
Lift?
There is a small hole in one of the control module shielding units, likely from gunfire. I didn't wish to worry you, but now that issue has become a little more pressing.
How long do we have?
Right, so, if it's pushing against everything that comes near it, we just need to surround it.
But how are we supposed to do that?
So we need to exert pressure on it from all sides, so it doesn't ping off in another direction.
Right.
What do we have in our stores? Houghton? Anything we can use?
Oh, we've got a lot of wire fencing from that security job.
That could work.
It's not strong, though. Not strong enough to carry the lift.
We don't need to carry the lift. We just need to confuse it.
What do you mean?
You see those, like, mechanical toy balls that, like, expand and contract when you pull different parts of them?
Let's assume I have.
If we build a structure around the lift using fencing, slightly further out than the force field can detect, then gradually draw it in tighter, almost like a drawstring bag.
Then it's equally pressured on all sides. It might short out the system.
Or send them rocketing into space.
Do you have a better idea?
No.
I'll need Harrington. I'll need your... Bruce. Your acrobatic skills, and I'll get on the sub so I don't get G-forced to death. We'll draw a path, and then you follow it. Exactly. Think you can do that?
Well, I'll have to.
Do I get to try my plan now?
No, of course you don't.
Why? Because it might actually stand a chance of working?
Guys!
No, because once again, you'll put us all at risk.
Oh, will I? Because I don't remember you being at risk. I remember you running.
I'd say it was something more like limping, considering that my foot was already in
a... Stop it! Stop! Something is happening!
Is that the... What the Bruce is Jolt doing?
I have no idea, but I'm going to hazard a guess that it's more productive than whatever argument you're trying to hash out right now.
We should pay attention in case we need to do anything.
Don't you dare.
You can't frighten an AI into working.
Watch me. You will keep the pressure at a survivable level inside this lift. You will do it even if you have to cancel every other function.
Don't we need oxygen?
Yeah.
Turn out the lights. Turn down the heat. Turn off the comms. Turn off everything you have. But keep this lift pressurized.
Did that work?
We'll see. Hang on. Things are about to get a bit uncomfortable.
Oh, there goes the gravity.
Really missed trap your elbow this time.
Oh, sorry.
I think they might be pulling us into the orbit of that planet. They must be planning to take us down to the surface. If we survive long enough.
Careful, careful. They're not exactly cushioned in there. Well, that'll have to do. Time to see if everyone inside is soup.
They're fine, I think. Life signs seem normal.
I'd still rather see it with my own eyes. Hi.
Ah, Jolt. It's good to see you.
Kilner, are you alright?
Yeah.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Come on.
Fine. Don't help me.
What? You're gonna cut my pay?
Thank you for your help. I'm not sure who would have rescued me otherwise.
Well, you do have a habit of leaving everyone you care about to the wolves. Or the crocodiles.
It's more a matter of timing. My wife is on a sort of sabbatical, and Lionel is taking a short break. But no matter, I have some things to deal with before I return to Automnicon. In the meantime, they'll likely assume I'm dead. They usually do. Can I just borrow your communicator a moment? I'll stay here with the lift. You go on. I'll see you all sometime soon, I'm sure. Oh, there we are. Lionel will be along shortly.
Well then, goodbye.
If you could watch for security on the way out, I'd appreciate it. I think this planet is sufficiently far out that I won't have any issues, but, you know, sod's law.
Wait, you have a wife?
Goodbye.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, Ms. Lamb was played by Vicky Barron, Haraldson was played by James Carney, The Lift was played by Felix Trench, and Jolt was played by Headley Knights. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This series is dedicated to Steve Crane. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support, and especially say thank you to Sarah P. and Jane D. We use the money from our Patreon to pay our actors and run the show, so we're eternally grateful for all that you do for us. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, Ko-fi, or PayPal, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Hello, is that Andrea?
This is Ms. Lamb.
Andrea Lamb?
Yes.
This is Mrs. Trapp. I believe we have something of yours.
Or someone. They... well, I think they made the assumption that we wouldn't have extra security. Which was a little foolish on their part.
Oh.
Don't worry, your agent is still alive. Currently. If you'd like her to stay that way, well, we'll be in touch, Andrea.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods. Being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet, you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next. What will you-